From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Fresh sweet corn is a real treat this time of year. We like to slather it with butter and get that perfect combination of crunchy and sweet. But imagine a corn with a totally different taste. Not sweet at all, but creamier, more flavorful, and full of protein. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on a taste from the past and the revival of a type of heirloom corn.
One day about 8 years ago, Chef Dan Barber was in the kitchen of his restaurant called Blue Hill, which sits along the Hudson River Valley in New York, when he received a FedEx delivery. The package came from a man he didn't know, and inside he found
2 corn cobs.
And with them, a short letter.
It was handwritten. He said, "What you've got in your hand, it's true, 8-row flint corn." But true, it's like, I had no idea what 8-row flint corn was.
Barber says he had never heard of this 8-row flint corn. It's a high-protein corn that's really different to what we're accustomed to. It has distinctive flavors that have been bred out of modern corns, and all this made Barber curious.
I am enamored with the flavor of 8-row flint corn because I'm enamored with the story.
What Dan Barber learned is that this corn has quite a past. Native Americans cultivated this variety hundreds of years ago, and it caught on with settlers in New England because it was hardy and nutritious. Then, in the 19th century, it was exported to Italy, where it was prized as a great corn for making polenta.
The moment I had was roasting it, and I said, "My God, this is a food that we should have. We must have had it."
That's Glenn Roberts. He's a grain enthusiast, and it turns out the man who FedExed the package. He wants to revive New England 8-row flint corn in the U.S., and that was his motivation for sending it to Chef Barber. You see, Barber believes in knowing where your food comes from so much that he's set up his restaurant at a working farm called Stone Barns. And after he and Roberts connected, the farm agreed to plant a small field of the 8-row flint that Barber could use in his restaurant. When I visited the Stone Barns farm a few weeks back, farmer Jack Algier gave me a tour.
We'll drive up the top so you can see it, and we'll go around the back. You can see the Hudson River right there.
As we approach, the rows of 8-row flint corn tower over us. The stalks are about 9 feet tall.
You can see the cobs are very close here.
It's not quite ready for harvest yet. This corn will dry first. But Algier peels back the husks of one cob and shows me the color.
It's definitely not white corn. It's more yellowish.
That's right. And it'll turn a golden orange when it's dry. A very firm, round kernel, large kernel.
All this color is a sign that the corn is loaded with nutrients. The more vibrant the yellow-orange pigment, the higher the concentration of beneficial carotenoids. And this can influence taste, too.
I think that it's got a great flavor.
Algier says he's become a big fan of New England 8-row flint. So why is it that farmers stopped growing it? Well, it turns out that these big corn stalks don't produce too many ears of corn. It's what farmers would call low yield.
That's why the farmers move to these more higher yields. They can get more corn per acre at a lower quality.
Algier says this happens all the time in agriculture. Farmers are growing for bulk because they're paid by the bushel, not by the color or the flavor. So when you have a corn like the 8-row flint that produces these colorful, protein-rich cobs, it may taste great, but it's not very commercially viable. Unless, that is, you convince more people to pay for taste over volume. That's what Chef Dan Barber is doing at his restaurant Blue Hill, which is located right on the farm. Inside his kitchen, he grinds up some of the corn to make polenta for me to taste. After he pours the ground corn into a big stainless steel pot, he adds just 2 things.
Water and a little bit of salt, and that's it.
Then puts it over a low flame.
The main thing is to cook it very, very slowly.
Barber asks me to taste it first.
Wow. It's really creamy and rich.
Right.
There's no butter in there?
No.
Really?
Crazy. Swear to God.
I'm really kind of surprised.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
The taste is coming directly from the corn.
But this is so much better. It's crazy.
Barber says this corn is just one example of what can happen when crops are bred to be flavorful and colorful and nutritious, not just big. And he says he hopes this story becomes more than just a foodie fascination with heirloom, because he thinks there's more at stake here about the way our food is grown.
What I've come to learn from this experience is that if you are pursuing great flavor, you're pursuing great nutrition. It's one and the same thing.
And he says what he'd like to see is for farmers and plant breeders to work together to combine the best of the old with modern breeding techniques that may help pack more nutrition into the foods we all eat. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.